Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Celebration. We start every day. I have a friend of mine. He's actually one of our contributors on Ron Siegel Radio, David Meltzer. Just sharing with a group of folks last night. I watched him, or not last week. I was watching him deliver a keynote address at an event and wake up every morning and say thank you. Every evening, say thank you. Just a simple thought, whatever you're thankful for, just sharing that information for you. And it's some good counsel from David. So we do get every day with a little bit of gratitude. And today we'll just celebrate the fact that it is National Peaches and Cream Day. Yeah, you got to love a little peaches and cream. And I think today also, for those of you that are not aware, today is Taco Bell giving away free tacos due to, I wonder if this one was rigged too. But the idea here, Taco Bell giving away free tacos today. They are, I think it's 2 to 6 p.m., and it's an NBA Finals promotion that they did for Steal a Game, Steal a Taco promotion, in which customers won free Doritos Locos Taco if a home team loses a game in the NBA Finals. So it was the Cleveland Cavaliers losing to the Golden State Warriors June 10th that triggered the promotion. So you get that free taco today. It's 2 to 6 p.m. at Taco Bell, Taco Loco, something or another. Just go over to Taco Bell and get a free, whatever they're giving away free, take it. That's the suggestion. Why not? What the heck? A little warm out there right now. I don't know, yesterday we were looking at the, looked at my car when I left the studio yesterday morning. 112 degrees in North Orange County, 112 degrees. Friend posted in the Coachella Valley, 124, 127. Yikes! Not a fun temperature, but we are watching that. Be safe out there. I know there's a couple fires going on, so just take a little extra time. One of the fires, I think I read that it was caused by somebody flicking a cigarette butt. Genius out there. You know better than that.
You know better than that.
Yeah, you know better than that. It's unbelievable that people can't figure these things out even to this day. Watching the markets for you, Dow Jones up just a little bit right now. We're up about 22, 23 points as I'm speaking to you this morning. 22.12. Oil down $1.04. Interesting. Now we're seeing the market switching where it was oil up, Dow up. Now we're seeing them going opposite ways. U.S. 10-year Treasury down just a little bit, not quite one basis point, at 1.683%. Not a good move. George Soros coming out yesterday. I'm not a big George Soros fan, but saying that if Britain votes to exit the European Union, it could be a catastrophic event for the stock markets, for the equity markets. Soros has been pretty good at predicting or being in the market, but with George Soros, you always have to wonder, what's he up to this time? What's his motivation? Is he saying what he's saying for the benefit of all, or is he saying what he's saying just strictly because he is George Soros, he can get away with it, and it's all for the benefit of George Soros? Just a question mark. Don't know the answer to it, but you know, he does not live in the U.S. I wonder how many of the laws he follows that are U.S. laws. Just saying there. Interesting watching the campaigns once again. So Donald Trump coming out yesterday, he changed his campaign manager, fired Corey Lewandowski. He had a lot of great things to say about him and vice versa. But Trump coming out and saying right now he's not going to spend $1 billion on his campaign. He doesn't feel he needs to spend $1 billion. And isn't that a change? Isn't that something that's nice to see, that we don't need to spend $1 billion? I'd love to see, for no other reason, just to see Trump win and not spend $1 billion and prove that it's not all about money, that maybe you do have to have some substance behind a candidate. Now, I don't know whether the substance is good or bad. I'll leave that to you to decide with regard to Mr. Trump. But the issue there is, you know, it's a shame when it comes to having to have that kind of money. And that's obviously what Hillary Clinton is looking at. Another fresh approach. Donald Trump. I love this idea about Trump, because being a non-politician and being a business person, he acts like a business person, even though he's running for office. So he had some questions in his mind about gun control and the events of the Orlando Club. And instead of just coming out and spewing like most politicians do, and then whether they're right or wrong, they have to stick with it, Trump decides, you know something, I think that I'm going to chat with people about it. I'm going to get some guidance, take in the opinions of all these different people, including the NRA, and then make the best possible decision, or what he believes to be the best possible decision. And now he's, after having that conversation, getting himself a little more educated, instead of coming out like many politicians and thinking they have to have an answer to everything on the spur of the minute just because somebody in the media asks. There's the issue. Just because somebody in the media asks a question does not mean you have to have an answer right away. The best thing here, do some research, figure it out, come out with a good plan, and then work the plan. So after having some of these conversations, doing some of this research, walking back on some of his initial thoughts on this, and I applaud that. I don't know about you. I don't know your thoughts. Let me know your thoughts. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or you can send us ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Let me know what your thoughts are about these politicians that don't have all the answers to start the day. Just a thought there. Speaking of politicians, I'm wondering, you get another one of those senses. Very, very interesting watching what's going on. Remember Donald Trump said as a businessman, he donated to everybody? Well, now we're looking at Tim Cook. Came out yesterday. He's the CEO of Apple. And said that he would not, and Apple would not participate in the Republican convention. Seems a little odd to me. I mean, I know that he says he doesn't like Donald Trump, doesn't like what he stands for, but is Donald Trump the only one that's going to be at that convention? Cook saying, coming out, not knowing who the vice presidential candidate is, and there is word on the street right now that Trump might even announce his entire cabinet at or before the convention. Think about that one. Yet Cook has said Apple will not be there, will not support them, will not lend technology to them, but is out doing a fundraiser, hosting a fundraiser for House Speaker Paul Ryan, wanting to strengthen the corporate ties with the GOP, even though he doesn't like the concept of Donald Trump. So another more politics from the corporation, Silicon Valley. We know that they are very, very liberal in most areas there. So it's going to be very interesting to see, again, what happens. I report, you make the decision as to what you think there. Started talking about this yesterday. Didn't have a lot of time to get into it. We don't have a lot right now either. Think about this one. Russian government hackers caught in the Democrat National Committee computers, and they were trying to get all of the data they could, all of the intel that the DNC had on Donald Trump. Now, that's what they found out about. The question becomes now, what did they get inside that computer that maybe wasn't just about Trump? Maybe there were other issues in there. Maybe there were other access items or directories in there. Do you think that they're telling us everything there is to know? My suggestion is probably not. It's probably a good thing. I chat with folks about that all the time. There are a lot of things the government does that we probably should not know, but they're out there doing anyway. Just saying, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, a new report out showing 74% of households in the U.S. have significant equity in those houses. Wonder what the number is for California. Credit guide for college graduates. Graduating with debt affects student retirement, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We're going to come back in just a few. Don't forget, though, if you have missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube is where you're going to find the replays of the video broadcast. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. Just text PAIR 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you, chat with you, and figure out how much equity you legitimately have in your property. just to give you an idea of what might be available, what you can do with that equity. There are always items out there. There's things that you can do with the equity. Once you make, how do you make an educated decision when you're not educated? That's the question mark right there. So just touch the professionals. It's free. Ron Siegel Radio offers this as a free service for you. The topic today, 74% of American households have significant equity in their homes. 74%. So you got to wonder, okay, let's start off at the very beginning on this. This is according to CoreLogic's latest equity report, and that revealed 92% of all mortgaged properties are now in a positive equity situation. 74% now actually have significant equity. And they define significant equity as more than 20%. Report also revealed that 268,000 households regained equity in the first quarter of 2016 and are no longer underwater. Price appreciation equals good news for homeowners. CoreLogic's chief economist, Frank Nothaft, and I'm going to quote him, in just the last 4 years, equity for homeowners with a mortgage has nearly doubled to $6.9 trillion. The rapid increase in home equity reflects the improvement in home prices, dwindling distressed borrowers, and increased principal repayment. These are all positive factors that will provide support to both household balance sheets and the overall economy. The president and CEO of CoreLogic, and his name is Anand Nallathambi, believes this is a great sign for the market in 2016. He had this to say. More than 1 million homeowners have escaped the negative equity trap over the past year. We expect this positive trend to continue over the balance of 2016 and into next year as home prices continue to rise. Nationally, the CoreLogic Home Price Index was up 5.5% year over year through the first quarter. If home values rise another 5% uniformly across the U.S., the number of underwater borrowers will fall by another 1 million during the next year. So the question becomes, what is the amount of equity or homeowners with significant equity there in California? That answer is 82.4% of California homeowners have significant equity. 82.4%. Posted this chart right there on the Facebook page today, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Bottom line, if you're one of the many Americans who are unsure of how much equity you have in your home, don't let that be a reason you fail to move on to your dream home this year. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. And again, one of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and give you an idea of how much equity you legitimately have in your property. You're not going to get it from one of those online services where you just put in your address and get an answer. You need to have a chat with somebody to get that information. Now, the other area that we talk about is once you have that information. I had a professor once when I was over at Chapman College. And, yes, it was Chapman College back then. I'm old. Chapman University now. So when I was over there at Chapman, had a professor that used to have this concept. And it was a research class. And he made the comment that having knowledge is great. The question becomes, what do you do with that knowledge? What value does it have if you just have an information, like you have 82.4% of California households or homeowners have significant equity? Then if you don't know what to do with it, well, then it's worthless. So what I'm going to share with you is, what do you do with it? The answer to that is quite simple. Whatever you want. But take the equity out. That's one of the key components that I share on a regular basis. How do you protect yourself? How do you protect that equity? In 2006, people were taking a lot of equity out of their property. 2009, people didn't have any equity. But in 2004, you keep accumulating equity. If you didn't take equity out, many instances, people lost the equity. So you take it out, you invest it strategically, efficiently, and do it with a well-thought-out strategy, and you're going to be much better off. And the reason I say all of those things is there were people at that time that were out buying their properties, and what they would end up doing is they would refinance them, take the equity out, go on a real nice vacation, buy a Mercedes, buy these fancy cars, buy houses that were over their head that they couldn't afford. And then all of a sudden, when they couldn't keep doing those things, didn't keep taking out the equity, when the it was kind of like a game of musical chairs. When they couldn't take out the equity anymore, many people lost their homes. Now, I don't want us to get back into that. I talk about this on a regular basis right here on Siegel Radio. Is our idea is to give you solutions to some of these issues so that they don't happen again. One of the solutions becomes very, very simple. You take the money out, you put it in safe, secure investments. Safe and secure. We talk about where those investments are, because it doesn't do any good just to say put it into a safe, secure investment and then not give you some solution as to where you can find that, what you can do. Thoughts right there. Now, right now, one of the things we just shared came out with the summer edition, the first of the month. We came out with the summer edition of our home seller's guide. You can get your free copy. Text HSG, home seller's guide, HSG, to 79564. You can get a copy of the guide totally free. If you are not using a mobile phone, you can go to MBE Links, Mary Boy Edward Links.com/HSG. You can put in your email address and we'll send you a copy of that guide as well. But right now we're talking about the issues. There is a lack of listings. That is slowing down the housing market. Many, many markets, we're talking about housing sales, existing home sales, not being as robust as it might otherwise be because one item and one item only, there is a shortage of homes for people to buy. There are people out there who are qualified to buy. There are people out there who are ready, eager, able, waiting to buy. They just can't find anything available. And when something does go on the market, if it's priced properly, it sells very quickly. All of those are issues that you need to consider if you're one of those people that didn't think you have equity, but you have significant equity. Because maybe you wanted a bigger house. Maybe you've had kids since the time you bought your house, and right now we're looking at the average hold time dropped a little bit in 2015. 2014, it was 10 years. So the average person who bought in 2014, they had been in their house for 10 years, dropped to 9 years. The norm is about 6 years. If you fit into that category, well, think about that concept. Maybe you've had kids. Maybe you've gotten married. Maybe you've had kids that have gone off to college or moved out and they've gotten married, and you don't need the exact configuration of the property you have now. What better time to sell than when there is a lack of inventory, an excessive demand, and interest rates are extremely favorable? That's the perfect storm for selling. So David Crow, chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders, many sellers may not have an absolute decision as to whether to buy an existing home or a new home, so the low inventory of existing homes is locking them in place. See, even the new homes, they're not there. I was looking at a report that came out from Goldman Sachs, I think it was. We talked about it just yesterday on a conference call I had with our mortgage team. And we were talking about the new housing starts. And the number that came out on the new housing starts, 2000 to 2004, we were ranging between 1.25 million and 1.75 million housing starts per year. Now we're looking at 350,000 to 750,000 in 2010, 2015, significantly lower. When that happens, people have to go to the existing homes, and that makes them much more valuable for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, credit guide for college graduates. Graduating with debt affects student retirement, also affects the ability of students to buy new homes. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800 306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Take a look right there at the top two buttons. On the left top button, it's an annual program they have. The middle one on top is a monthly program. They're both going to cost you about the same amount of money. It just depends on your needs. But here's the issue. And we've heard a lot of people had some challenges over the last 7-8 years. And now I'm starting to see people coming back into the marketplace who unfortunately had to file bankruptcy in that time period. However, when they did, they didn't go in and study their credit reports and find out where their credit profile stood. And they're finding out now that even though they filed bankruptcy, they didn't get the benefit that they should have. They didn't get the value that they should have on their credit scores. Frequently, we see credit scores increase when somebody files bankruptcy. Why? Well, it's because they don't have the level of debt that they had pre-bankruptcy. So if that's the case, then your credit scores should go up. Now, remember when we talked yesterday about the breakdown of credit, I think it was yesterday, might have been last week. But when we talk about these issues, the utilization rate is a significant portion. Now, you may have some items that are reaffirmed in the bankruptcy, so your credit scores will go up. You may need to be looking into a secured credit card, so your credit scores go up. You may need to be listed as an authorized user on a credit card for a spouse or somebody else. Your credit scores will go up in that instance as well. But the reporting companies don't send in a notice and they don't report properly that an item has been discharged through bankruptcy. They should be removing the late payments. They should be removing the balance due. They should be removing a number of pieces of information. When they forget or neglect to do that, your scores don't get the jump or the pop that they should be getting. And if you need to understand how to do that, that's why I recommend you go to Credit Sanitizer, because the items on your credit report, and I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to give you legal advice, but the way the laws are written, nothing has to be on your credit report. The items that are on your credit report, however, do need to be complete, accurate, and verifiable. So even to the point, if a company puts your account number and they don't put your entire account number, that's not complete. So it either needs to be complete or it needs to be removed. They can do whichever they want, and frequently they don't make it complete, so then it has to be removed. Put the information in there saying, you know, discharged in bankruptcy, if that applies to you. You got to be looking at all those different issues to get your report correct. When your report is correct, many instances, we see that the score goes up. And that's exactly what I'm talking about right there for your benefit. Credit Sanitizer, they've got the programs for you. They'll help you with that. They'll get it done. Check them out. Again, I don't work for them. I just know what's in your interest. That's what I work for you. Pretty simple stuff. So the question then becomes a guide for college graduates from a credit standpoint. First off, the college graduates, that high school and college, they really don't teach anything about credit reports. I think there's some real estate classes, but they don't teach significant amounts about real estate, nothing that is going to, the long-term benefits of financing your home and what it means and amortization tables, all that kind of stuff is not there. So as a college graduate, go and get a copy of your credit report. And I don't want you going to that freecreditreport.com and all these other money-making ventures. Annualcreditreport.com gets you a free copy of your report. There are services like Credit Karma, that will also give you some guidance on your report. And again, that middle section on Credit Sanitizer, they're going to give you some information as well. You need to understand what's on your credit report. You need it to be accurate. You're going to have three different scores. I just looked at a credit report yesterday for a young man who's been renting for years and years. He's been on the same job 8 years, paying $1,750 a month in rent. And we're going to have to do a bunch of work for him in order to get him ready to buy a house, even though there's no reason that he shouldn't be. I looked at his credit report, and here's the problem. But he's never looked at a credit report. He doesn't understand these things because he doesn't do it as a consumer advocate every day. He had other people's items on his credit report. They call it a mixed report. He's got a fairly common Hispanic name, and it doesn't matter whether it's Hispanic or John Smith. But when you have a common name, there can be mixed reports. So he had nothing really that was his that was too negative. It was other people's information. And then he didn't have the safety net. He didn't have anything on his report that was positive of his own, because he'd never got a credit card. He'd never had a car loan. Never had a mortgage, so nothing that he was doing was reporting. So you got to look at the credit report. You got to understand what's there. You have to understand the credit scores. Now, when you go to the free credit services, in most instances, they will not give you your credit scores as part of the free service. You're going to have to pay, you know, $5, $10 per score to get those scores. Again, legitimate FICO scores. If you see the word Vantage score, it doesn't give you the information. Even Credit Karma's numbers, those are not your FICO scores. They're not paid for, so they're not using the FICO model. Typically, a FICO score will be between 300 and 850, 300 to 850. When you see somebody, and I get people call me and they say, well, I've got a great credit score, it's 876. I said, that is a very, very good score. The issue here is, guess what? That's not a FICO score. That's a FICO score. That's a score that is a Vantage number. You got to pay. You got to get the FICO in order to get the legitimate information. So know your credit scores. You got to do that. You got to have credit cards. And again, you got to be wise about the credit, but you've got to have some credit. You got to have the mix of credit. If you don't have the mix of credit, there's going to be a problem there because, again, just like the gentleman I was talking to yesterday, I was consulting or counseling yesterday, he didn't have any credit, so he didn't have bad credit. But until he has something, the bureaus don't have the information in order to give that to him. Think about that concept. Nothing. I think I chatted with you last week about a young lady that I've known for a long, long time. And when we went to chat with her, when we did her loan for her house, we ended up pretty much having to take her off the loan. Her husband was able to go on the loan because she had no credit. Thus, her scores were not good. So not a good situation right there. As soon as you were able to get some history, that was about a year ago. So I told her what to do, told her just like I'm sharing with you now. You may have to get as an authorized user on one of her husband's cards. You may, when they ended up finally getting on a mortgage or getting a mortgage, we ended up putting her on later and getting her numbers on there. So she's getting benefits of that. All these different issues help the scores because now she's got history. She's got history. That's the way we want to see it. And her scores went up. And now, and I looked at it recently for them, her scores were like in the 740, 750 range. Excellent scores just because of getting something done. Again, you got to just, they don't teach you this stuff. They don't teach this stuff so that you don't know what you're looking for. That's why we're talking about it right here on radio. Credit cards, you got to have them. Student loans. Your record will not impact the interest rates you get on your student loans. Federal student loans do not require credit checks. Why? Because you can't discharge them in bankruptcy. They stay with you forever. Private loans will require a credit check, so you may end up paying a higher interest rate on those. My suggestion all the time is get rid of the student loans as quickly as you can. Buying a car, many, many times we talk to the college graduates, probably already know that credit affects the interest rate you pay on an auto loan. But did you know that most auto lenders don't bother to scrutinize your credit report? Instead, they base your interest rate on your credit score and some basic information on your application. And your credit score for an auto loan is not going to be the same credit score as you would have on a home loan. We'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing current events, financial markets, and you, and talking about the College Grad Guide to Credit. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you did, be part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel One on YouTube. Ron Siegel One on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. And just fill out a short survey, about 2 minutes in time. Once you complete that survey, you will be able to get the introductions you need to your household board of directors. That would be real estate, mortgage, maybe reverse mortgage. Financial planners, tax planners, CPA, insurance, attorneys, estate planning, financial, family, bankruptcy if needed, business, all these different groups, they are part of your household board of directors, or they should be one or the other. Think about it. Text ATP to 79564, and again, fill out the survey. One of the professionals will be reaching out to you or the ones that you choose to chat with. Graduating with debt affects student retirement, and then we'll get back to our conversation on the credit guide. But graduating with debt affects student retirement is the subject of our Word on Wealth segment today. Graduating with debt. Think about this. A new study shows that every dollar in student loan debt a person has at graduation translates into 35 cents less they will have in savings when they reach retirement age. Think about that. That's a staggering number. 5 cents less in savings when they reach retirement age. While many students are optimistic they will quickly pay off their student loans, few realize exactly what kind of long-term effects this debt has because we're not sharing it with them. The young people go and take out this debt because it's easy. And while they're in college, you know, they take a student loan, go to Cabo, go to Puerto Vallarta for the weekend, and now they're paying for it for the rest of their life at a high interest rate. Just a thought there. Try and educate your students, your young people, your kids, grandkids. Maybe it's not so wise to get those student loans. Maybe you're much better off going and checking out a cheaper school. Again, this goes back to the Bush administration. That's where the problem here started. There's no requirement for an ability or no test for an ability to pay. The young people just get to go there and take out this debt, and no one's checking on their ability to pay it back. So being that no one's checking on it, I mean, they don't even take a credit report. They don't take a credit application. Pretty much it's you want to go to this school, no problem. We're going to just give you the loan. You deal with it. And the reason I say it dates back to the Bush administration, the banks were able to lobby Bush administration so that student loan debt would not be dischargeable in bankruptcy. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means there's no liability. If they don't pay it back, you can't get rid of the debt. You can get yourself in way more debt than you can ever possibly afford. And then under the Obama administration, student loans were nationalized. And so the government is the one that manages them. The government's making, last I looked, like $40 billion a year is the amount of money the government makes. $40 billion a year on student loan income. Crazy. Some states, we're going to go back. That's the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals, texting ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. And we will have one of those professionals or any of them reach out to you and we'll make the introductions for you once you fill out the survey. So going back to our conversation on the credit guide for college students, auto insurance. Well, here it is. Auto. Does having good credit make you a better driver? Insurance companies think so. More than 90% of auto insurance companies use credit data, determining insurance rates and terms for customers. Some states do not allow the insurance companies to use credit data for that. On the job, with your permission, potential employers may review your credit report. When you apply for a job, employers are looking to see that you are responsible about handling your financial obligations. Now, in some instances, they don't want to discriminate. So I have seen in instances where some employers will actually say, if you do not have an American Express card, you can't work for us. That's the only credit card that we will accept to reimburse your employee expenses. And they know that you're going to have significant expenses, so that's the only one that they're going to accept is the American Express card. I think it's good reporting on that, whatever. But the basic reason, the bottom line reason is they're making an assumption that you have to have good credit in order to get the American Express card. Thus, that's how they do their check. Apartments, landlords, rental agencies often pull a credit report, or they require you to provide them a credit report in order to get approved for a apartment rent or lease for an apartment. Another area. College students, they don't know that. Utility accounts. Believe it or not, your credit could affect your light bill. With your permission, electricity, cable, and other utility companies may check your credit report, determining your rates. Cell phones, they're going to check your credit report. They ask, almost, you have to assume, if somebody asks your name, address for the last 2 years, your social security number, and your birth date, it's because they're checking your background. They're checking your credit report. Credit plays a big role in your postgraduate life. Starting off with an understanding of where your credit stands and where it is used can help you get ahead in the future. Making smart credit decisions now helps you ensure that you'll get the best rates on major purchases. cars, homes, maybe retirement homes down the road. Just basic information. I share that with you because there is nobody else that's giving this information out. And I want to make sure that our young people get it. They need to get it somewhere. We're sharing the information with you right here at Ron Siegel Radio. Watching the markets, watching the news for you today, very little impact. There was a reported 3 arrests in a New York tunnel going into the city, highly armed people. Be careful there. There were 3 of those. It's going back to the same thing. I've talked about this before. Some people like to hear it. Some people get upset with me when I share the information. It's a void of leadership. In New York, they used to do a lot of monitoring, and they had the stop and frisk program. They got this new mayor, Blasio, ultra, ultra liberal, and they're starting to see some of the effects there. The police are having to be politically correct. Again, another issue that I don't recommend, but that is what's going on in our marketplace today. Get back to the idea that we don't really want our police to be politically correct. Unbelievable. So one of the things that I thought I'd share with you as well today, just because we're looking at so many different areas, we were talking earlier, college, graduating, a lot of young people just graduated from college in the last few weeks. They're going out there looking at new homes. I was listening recently, and I want to share this with you. Listening recently to one of the other a national, well-known, highly respected broadcaster, radio broadcaster, and he was talking about the only loan that he wants his followers, his constituency, to consider: 10-year loan. And I've had some folks ask me about that. Ron, what do you think about it? What do you know about it? Where do you go from there? And the 15-year loan does get you a little bit of a lower interest rate. But when you're looking at loans right now, as low as they are, how low do you think the interest rate would be? Yeah, you're not going to save a huge amount. Will you save money? Yes. Will you save huge money on the interest? Not really. But here's the more important part of that same conversation. It's all about your purchasing power. What are you going to get in your purchasing power when you look at that? Think about this. A $400,000 loan right now, you're probably going to be looking, and again, this is educational. I'm not going into the APRs. I'm not trying to offer you a loan of any sort. 30-year loan right now on a $400,000 loan, you're looking at about $1,800, $1,900 a month. You go to that 15-year that he recommends, $2,800. That's just principal and interest because the taxes, the insurance are going to all be the same on either program. So the variables are the principal and interest payments. 1880 divided compared to 2800. When you look at the debt to income ratios, and we talked about that yesterday, what is a debt to income ratio? You start talking about the fact that you can't afford near the amount of house because you're paying, look at how much more money. What is that, about 25, 30% more to get that 15-year loan as opposed to a 30-year loan? I suggest to you, especially that this gentleman is in Eastern Tennessee. They're not talking about $400,000 loans there. Those are mansions in Eastern Tennessee. We are talking about that here, and we will continue our conversation on that because I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions,
you're listening to Ron Siegel's Home.
Call me anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.